a lot of people that's in love. Sometimes an act of love, an act of caring can change a whole family.
Hello, excellent viewers, and welcome to Good People, Good Works. This week, we are speaking with the caring Dr. Ted Rodori. Born in Haiti and with a humble beginning to life, Dr. Rodori was illiterate until the age of 17, when he was taught how to read and write by a French missionary. This sparked a passion for education, and through much discipline and determination, Dr. Rodori has gone on to earn 2 Bachelor of Arts degrees, one in communications and the other in education, 2 master's degrees, one in education and one in family counseling, and doctorates in philosophy, education, and theology. Remembering his own lack of access to education during childhood and early adulthood, Dr. Rodori has dedicated his life to giving to others, as well as providing them with opportunities to learn. He is the founder of Lighthouse High School in Orlando, Florida, USA, founder and president of 2 online higher education institutions, Cornerstone University of Florida and Cornerstone Christian University, founder of the Help Me Too Foundation, which serves underprivileged children and youth in Haiti with free food, education, and shelter, and has helped people from all walks of life to gain reading and writing skills. Now living in Florida, USA, Dr. Rodori has become a role model to thousands of young people embarking on a quest for more knowledge. He now relates his chance meeting with the missionary from France who changed his life forever.
He used to be a school teacher. He retired in Haiti. Being retired, he still wants something to do. His passion is education. So he was walking around during the daytime when kids supposed to be in school. And every kid's cross path with, he asked them why you don't go to school. And that's how one day I cross path with him. He asked me why you don't in school. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning. So I said, I'm not in school. He said, why are you not in school? I said, because my sister don't put me in school. Then he said, would you like to know how to read? I said, yes. He said, well, can come to my house. I can teach you how to read.
This initial contact with learning transformed Dr. Rodori. In the years that followed, he felt a deep yearning to teach others how to read and write. Prior to opening his online universities, he taught these skills to 11,000 people.
So I decided to find anybody who doesn't have to read, and with the little basic English that I have, I want to teach them. Even if I show them how to write in them, I'll be satisfied. Mm-hmm. So that's how I started it. We started in churches, then we get into parks and things like that. That's what I did for many, 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 many years. Mm-hmm. And I taught a lot of people from all diverse background how to read and write in them. And some of them went to high schools.
In 1979, Dr. Rodori began a ministry by holding Bible studies in people's homes, libraries, and parks. And in 1991, he became a pastor. Through pastoring and teaching, he saw the hunger and thirst that people had for God's Word. This inspired him to found Cornerstone Christian High School, now known as Lighthouse High School, and 2 universities. Cornerstone Christian University offers degrees in theology, biblical studies, and other areas. Though it is a Christian university, the curriculum introduces students to all faiths.
We still have a lot of them in college right now, people that I teach how to read, just the basic. And I still have those people living in my life today that call me from time to time and thanking me. So when I think about it, it's just like it's beyond imagination. Mm-hmm. You know, so God foresee from the beginning, he saw all those people were waiting for me. And he could have used somebody else, but I guess he decided to use me. You know, just like this guy from France, I think he came to Haiti just for me, even though he has other kids. But I think he came just for me to know how to read. So that's how I showed us those people how to read. We teach about different and group, different religion, different background. We have courses on different group. We have courses on Buddhism. We have courses on Islamic Judaism, because we want people to learn.
We asked Dr. Ridori how he defines success.
Every time I get the opportunity to help someone, I call that success for me. But every time somebody walks through this door and walk out a smile, to me it's success. And we have a high school diploma program for adults. And we have people that never thought one day they would have a high school diploma in their hands. But guess what? Those people right now, they're in college, because we're able to help them to get the high school diploma. So when they come here, they get out smiling, happy. That's my success.
For those children in the world who do not have the opportunity to go to school, Dr. Ridori offers the following advice.
I would say there is hope. And I would say check with the library system if you're in an area where you can get a library. If you have, if you're involved with the church, you know, get involved with the church and ask anybody who can if they can teach you how to read. I wish I had done that, but everything has a certain time marked to it, and God knows that's the time that He was set aside for me. But I would say them to them, if you have anybody in your church that show their care, ask them if they can teach you how to read. And right now we're living in the United States. There's a lot of opportunity. And if they're local, they want to call me, I'd still show them how to read.
Dr. Ridori's heartfelt desire to help the less fortunate led him to establish the Help Me Too Foundation, which is dedicated to feeding, clothing, and providing an education to Haitian children and young adults in need. Regarding the mission of the foundation, Dr. Ridori states, "We serve the deprived and help them fulfill their God-given potential." The foundation previously operated an orphanage that was opened by Dr. Ridori. However, sadly, the building was destroyed in the January 2010 Haiti earthquake. With a long-term goal of building a new orphanage, the foundation still helps children without someone to care for them find a place to call home on an individual basis. Shortly after the earthquake, Dr. Ridori returned to Haiti to help the relief teams with translation and interpreting. With his knowledge of English and the local languages, he worked closely with our association members who were providing medical aid to victims. We asked Dr. Ridori to talk about the importance of volunteerism.
Well, for me, I think one principle that helped me a lot is to be able to give back to others, because we have received so much blessings and sometimes we seem to take them for granted. But if you're able to go back and give some people, that's how I start teaching people how to read. I've been volunteering for a lot of organizations, even here in the United States. I volunteer for Red Cross, and a lot of other programs I volunteer. If I have my education and I have things, it's because the country offers me the opportunity. The country offers opportunity. If you don't get it, it's not going to sit on your lap. Mm-hmm. You have to make an effort to learn, to go to school and work, and you'll be able to help other people. And in terms of Haitians who are living here, I think they need to think about giving back to their country. We have people that are hungry, that are naked, that need to be clothed. There's a lot of things that we can do to help.
How can the Haitian people help themselves? Dr. Ridori shares his perspective.
And I felt Haiti is one country, not just because I came from there, but it's a country that need to know about love. Mm-hmm. They need to know about sharing. They need to know about giving back. They need to know about loving the next person. You don't have to always have to love just your family, but the fellow person that has no family, nobody to care for, we need to love them. So I would tell them, you know, one thing, they need to put the love of God in their heart, knowing that if they love, like the Bible said, then God could open doors for you. If we put ourselves in a position to help other people, and, you know, God can do the rest.
Dr. Ridori has much compassion for our animal friends as well.
That I think they need to be careful, they need to be protected, and they need to be loving.
Thank you, Dr. Ted Ridori, for bringing the gift of education to others and comforting the disadvantaged young ones in Haiti through the Help Me Too Foundation. May you continue providing learning opportunities to many more people and bringing joy to the vulnerable Haitian children. For more information on Dr. Ridori's work, please visit the following websites. Cornerstone Christian University, www.ccudl.com. Cornerstone University of Florida, www.cuflo.com. Help Me Too Foundation, www.helpmetoo.org. Lighthouse High School, www.lighthousehigh.com. Thank you, valued viewers, for your company on this edition of Good People, Good Works. May we always strive to do our utmost to serve our communities and world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.